No, it started at Oxford because the head of department in psychiatry, Guy Goodwin, his program was in bipolar disorder, and he said to me, "Look, if you want people who can't sleep well, come and start working in my clinic." So I did a kind of a very basic kind of semi-structured interview study with a whole lot of people with bipolar disorder just to try and understand their sleep. And that's when it started to become apparent they were all euthymic, but they still had a lot of sleep problems. That's when it started to become clear
It's all
that
over.
it was all over the place. And I was still primarily influenced in the insomnia realm then, but then I came over here and got a grant to look at bipolar disorder and sleep. And when we were trying to treat people, like that first study was just a descriptive study, but then we tried to treat people. It's like, we can't do this with just an insomnia treatment. You know, these people need more. It's much more complicated. So the transdiagnostic approach that we're interested in now came from that study with adults with bipolar disorder, but also we did a study youth who were depressed, and we recruited just people with insomnia. And what was so clear was we were excluding all these people who had really profound sleep problems, but they weren't insomnia, so we had to exclude them. And I thought, no, you know, one wants to surely do work that encompasses the broadest range of youth with depression, not youth just with insomnia. I've had some really great people just plant seeds, or I've been open to seeds or whatever, but it's been totally random, like not a lot of pre-planning. So the students here are trying to work out like what's my passion or whatever, and I don't know, like I think you just find that as you go. I don't think there's any kind of magic if you ask too much at any one point in time. I think, you know, it's hard to find. You know, immigrating two countries, I was pretty naive. I mean, maybe I came here when I was 34, 35. I was still pretty young and adventurous. And Australians kind of have this tendency to want to see the world and experience it. And looking back, it was hard, but I loved it as well.